for students in continuation high schools, graduation day can have a special meaning. Continuation schools are for students who are at risk of not getting their diploma. Luis Torres attends a continuation school in Pasadena. He'll graduate this winter. And in this installment of our Grad Day LA series, Trisha Tonko brings us the story of a young man who hopes boxing will help lift him out of poverty.
It's 3 p.m. on a Wednesday, and Luis trains at his neighborhood boxing gym. He comes here often, 5 days a week, for at least 2 hours each time. With an intense workout, he conditions his body with crunches, dumbbell lifts, and push-ups. At the end, he spars with his coach or one of the other boxers. Today, he's fighting in the ring, but Luis has spent most of his teenage years fighting in the streets and getting into all kinds of trouble. He's 17 and has been in jail 4 times.
First 3 times for residential burglary, and the last one was for attempted residential burglary.
It was fast money, it was a lot of money. I got like $900 in one house or more in one day. And that's just one day, we'll go ahead like 3-4 houses.
At a shopping plaza near his house, Luis passes by a place he knows all too well.
We're in Pasadena City Hall. That's where I go to court at. But I've been here at this courthouse every month since, I think, 08. I've been at this courthouse. I know every floor in this courthouse, everything.
My 2 daughters, that's what made me want to change, you know. I don't want to be a deputy at home, you know. No, I'm not trying to be in jail the rest of my life, so.
The 17-year-old lights up when he talks about his children.
I have 2 daughters. One's Kayla Darlene, the other one's Coraline Marie. The oldest is Kayla, and she's 2 years old. The youngest is Coraline, which is 7 months.
He has a large, elaborate tattoo of Kayla's name in cursive on his left arm. He says it's a symbol of the permanent effect his children have had on him. For him, boxing is not only a passion, but also an opportunity to provide for his family.
And, you know, boxers make good money, you know, when they start coming up. So, you know, I'm gonna need that couple million.
And, you know, he has a career if he doesn't mind getting hit.
Luis's coach, Fausto De La Torre, says the young man has a real gift.
It takes a special kind of person to get hit. He continued to stay in here, to keep coming. Out of maybe 100, you get 2 guys, and he's that one. He meets that percentage.
Well, I'm not scared to get hit. I like to go in and get hit. Or like when I get hit, it just turns me on, you know, like, I don't know, it just snaps. Like something just snaps in my head to like protect yourself, you know. You just do what you gotta do.
When he's boxing, Luis is intensely focused. He's completely present in the moment. But thinking about what the future holds is more difficult.
I don't really think about the future. I just let it go by. Like, the days I let it go by, I don't try to think that much. I'll be getting frustrated if I be thinking. Because I'll be like, man, I ain't got no job. What am I going to do? I got to pay rent. So I don't be trying to think that much.
School has been another source of stress for Luis.
School doesn't interest me, like, at all. I don't have no type of, like, you know, favorite subjects or anything like that. I just go to school because I'm trying to finish school, you know. And I really don't think about none of that because I've just been trying to get a job and stuff. So, like, I haven't focused on, like, what I want to be or something like that.
With 5 more months of school left, Luis is pushing through to get his diploma. After that, he's not sure what comes next. For practicality, he's considering plumbing as a backup career. But he worries he might get too bored. Instead, Luis might take drawing classes. He likes to doodle designs in his notebooks, but doubts his artistic talent. For now, he just wants to keep fighting. For his passion, for his kids, for the victory itself. Trisha Tonko, Annenberg Radio News.